नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 25, text 33. Navidama vanyam samayah kartaram purusharshava Atmanachta parasyapi Gotranama chayat pritam Navidama vayam samya Kartaram purushashaba Atmanachta parasyapi Gotram nama chayakritam Navidama vayam samya Kartaram purushashaba Atmanashta parasyapi Gotram nama chayakritam The living entity is ignorant of his origin, He does not know why this material world was created, why others are working in this material world, and what is the ultimate source of this manifestation is. No one knows the answer to those questions, and this is called ignorance. By researching into the origin of life, important scientists are finding some chemical composition or cellular combinations, but actually no one knows the original source of life within this material world. The phrase Brahma Jikyasa is used to indicate an inquisitiveness to know the original source of our existence in this material world. No philosopher, scientist, or politician actually knows where from we have come, why we are here struggling so hard for existence, and where we will go. Generally, people are of the opinion that we are all here accidentally, and that as soon as this body are finished, all our dramatic activities will be finished and we will become zero. Such scientists and philosophers are impersonalists and voidists. In this verse, the girl is expressing the actual position of the living entity. She cannot tell Puranjana her father's name because she does not know from where she has come, nor does she know why she is present in that place. She frankly says that she does not know anything about all this. This is the position of the living entity in the material world. There are so many scientists, philosophers, and big leaders, but they do not know where from they have come, nor do they know why they are busy within this material world to obtain a position of so-called happiness. In this material world, we have many nice facilities for living, but we are so foolish that we do not ask who has made this world habitable for us and has arranged it so nicely. Everything is functioning in order, but people foolishly think that they are produced by chance in this material world and that after that they'll become zero. They think that this beautiful place of habitations will automatically remain. Om Adhyanam Jnanam Dasya Adhyanam Jnanam Shalakai Chakshuram Yudham Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimadhi Jayapadaka Swami Dhinami Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimadhi Bhakti Dhanu Swami Dhinami Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pichayane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastat Dhali Sikayane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasvati Shri Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpa Garbhascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Pratidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Before making an attempt to speak on this deep subject matter, I request the blessing of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, that I may speak some suitable words which appeal to your heart. So, in this particular sloka, Srila Prabhupada is commenting about the living entity ignorance in this material world. So, this is the root cause of the disease of this material world, of the soul. The living entity is born in ignorance. Kalo sudra sambhava. Especially in this Kali Yuga, you know, we are all born in ignorance. So ignorance is prevailing in this material world. And unless we become enlightened by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we cannot make any progress as human being. So the goal of human life is atato brahma jigyasa, is to inquire about the absolute truth. So, but unfortunately this material world is designed in such a way that the living entity remains in ignorance and condition in this material world. We can see the whole system of education from childhood to the people. It's all programmed. This is all a big design. Somebody who is making some profit is designing this whole educational system so people will remain in ignorance, that they become qualified sudras. Okay, we give some technical knowledge, you work in a lathe machine, you become a robot, you make some spare parts, you work in an office of big IBM company, push some button in the computer, but you remain in ignorance. You remain ignorant about the real goal of human life. Why? Because if you are in ignorance only, you can work like a donkey from morning to night. Otherwise you won't. Yes? People work 8 to 5 in the office every day. I know there are people that from Mayapur, from Krishnagar and Navadip, they drive, I mean, they take a train, they commute every day, 2.5-3 hours to Calcutta every day, and back another 3 hours to work in some office. Yes? To make a living. And this is after they study, and they went to school, and university, and they get a degree, and they feel now unqualified to make money. Okay, you make a little money, but you have to pay the tax, so the government will get the benefit out of you. But please, don't inquire about the truth. Because, yeah, this is, religion is opium of the people. The moment you start to inquire, then you become disturbed, then you will know this, who knows what is true. Nobody has come from heaven or hell. Nobody knows. When we die, there's nothing, we become zero. This is very nice philosophy, actually. Because if you think very deeply, if we are all zero, if there is nothing, means there is no karma, you can do anything. There is no sinful, there is no pious activity, because you become zero. So who cares? By hook or by crook, enjoy life. There is a philosophy of Charvaka Muni. Back, borrow, steal, enjoy ghee. We have some nice smell from the kitchen here, it's coming. Mataji, thank you, she has closed the door. So, this philosophy is perfect for the materialistic people who wants exploit everybody. We just need you to pay your tax, we need you to work. When you become old, you retire, we'll give you some money. Finish, next. It's like a machine. You're useless, throw him out, take another guy. New guy, more qualified, more perfect, more technically advanced. And there's so much competition is there. You know, some people, I remember I meet some people in Chennai, in Madras, who were driving rickshaw, who were, you know, passed, they were PhD, and said, what are you doing here? Oh, Prabhu, it's very difficult to get a job, you know. There's so much competition. There's so many people who are doctors, so many people are scientists, so many people are qualified that, you know, we cannot get a job. So the guys end up driving rickshaw, making 500 rupees a day, carry on his life. So, this is the philosophy of the materialistic people who want to exploit everybody. They have a big plan. If you look at the big picture, you know, exploitation and ignorance, this is prevalent in the material world. And women, wow, beautiful. There are so many posters everywhere. Beautiful girls, beautiful women. Nice eyes, nice shape, nice form. The biggest industry in the world is, guess what? It's not the petroleum, it's not the medicine, it's the beauty. Huh? The beauty business. There's so many cream, lotion. Here in India, people want to become fair. In Italy, people want to become dark. So, you know, it depends on which part of the world you are. No problem, we have the product perfect for you. You are white, you want to become dark. No problem, put this cream, you go in the sun, become suntan. Oh, you are too dark, you want to become fair. No problem, put this cream, you go under the sun, you become fair. And what is the problem? Your breast is too small, no problem, we'll implant some nice silicone. We'll stretch your face, you're getting nice wrinkles, no problem, we stretch your face, you become young. Remain young forever, take this pill, take that pill, little injection here, little injection there. This is big, big business. People spending millions of dollars just to become beautiful, which is a temporary thing. So this is the material world, how it is working. But you look at the devotee, they look shiny, like bugs. It doesn't matter they're 50, they're 60, they're 70, they shave their head, they look effulgent, beautiful. Prabhuji, how old are you? They look always bright. Why? Because they're chanting the holy name of the Lord, they're thinking of Krishna in their heart, and they look very shiny, very effulgent. You look at the karmi, they're always morose, they're always angry, you know? Sometimes devotees say, Prabhu, Prabhu, I met one devotee, chastised me something, you know, was so horrible experience. When I go in the material world, this karmi, they're so nice. Yes, they're so nice, but they're nice because they want to cut your throat and drink your blood. And the devotee maybe chastise you to correct you, but they're devotees. So better to be chastised by a devotee than be so nice in the material world and send this guy that can cut your throat and drink your blood. What do you think? So, the devotees are always appreciating the mercy of the Lord. So the Lord has created this prison house in such a way that the jiva can at one point awaken himself. This material world is like a prison house, this body is a prison house, our mind is a prison house, it's like, you know, these Russian dolls. What they're called? What they're called, the Russian doll. You open one, there is another one inside. You open that one, there is another one inside. You open that one, there is another one inside. There are so many dolls, one inside another. So the different level of prison house. Different level. What is the name of those dolls? Matyoska. 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 Okay, Matyoska. So they're different Matyoska, different, you know, different boxes which is keeping us. The different identification. Because just think, when you think I am this body, then everything functioning for this body. But the moment you start to think, I am a spirit soul, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, I am an eternal being, I don't have to go anymore through this. Birth, death, old age and disease. Finish! Krishna has given us a system. Those who know about my birth and activity, just by knowing, they come back to me. What to speak of the devotee or chanting his holy name? So, I would like to read a very nice presentation done about this material world by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's called Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. He wrote something nice about this material world for us to understand more deeply. He says, association with matter is degradation of the soul, which has occurred because of the soul's incompetence, manifesting as disrespect for the Lord. The soul himself is the maker of this bondage to matter. Srila Prabhupada says, we can create our own fortune, we can create our own misfortune also. So, the Lord is a secondary cause, because the Lord assists the soul by supplying the material world after the soul's rejection of spiritual life. The material world is not false. Although real, it is not eternal. The world serves as a prison for punishing the incompetent souls, but the Lord is kind. To deliver the soul from experience of material suffering, the Lord constantly accompanies the soul, trying to take the soul out of its miserable condition. So the Lord, in the form of Paramatma, from within the heart, is always guiding the soul to actually become free from the suffering. But Krishna Bhair Mukhe, somehow we are so busy looking for enjoyment outside, that we don't notice the Lord, we don't hear that voice in our heart anymore. So we have to look at Krishna and we have to think, my dear Lord, I am your surrendered devotees, take me back home, Give me the shelter of your association and the association of the devotee. Make me qualified to serve you. So, the Lord is anxious to see the soul make personal effort towards spiritual qualification so that it can bestow the sweet nectar of his eternal pastime. If the Lord desired, he could deliver everyone, but as his inconceivable pastime, he desires and wills that the soul should strive for devotion. The father can give the underserving son all his wealth, but he derives more pleasure by making the son qualify before he gives him the wealth. Such an act is a reflection of the Lord's affection. So this is a very nice, very deep words by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the Lord has made this prison house, but he wants us to strive. We have that little independence. We can choose to serve Krishna. We can choose to serve Maya. So the little effort we have to make, the slight desire toward Krishna, please Krishna, give me your blessing that I can chant purely your holy name so I can develop prema, I can develop affection and love for you. Because so far for millions of lifetime I've been in this material world lost. Now by your blessing I'm being put in association of devotees, which is most powerful. Because if we remain in association of devotees, everything can be achieved. The last teaching of Ramanujacharya to his disciples, he said, if you have not achieved perfection, if you are not fortunate, please go and sit down with the Vaishnava, become fortunate. So association is so powerful. How we should associate with devotee? With love. And what is love? Service. If your wife says, oh my dear husband, I love you so much, but she doesn't clean the house, she doesn't cook, she doesn't wash the clothes, she doesn't take care of the kids, is that called love? Love means service. So when we say love, we mean service. We want to associate with the devotee with love means we want to serve those devotees. We want to serve everyone. We are servant of Krishna. And who is more dear to Krishna? His devotees. Lord Shiva say, the worship, the supreme worship, is the highest worship, is worship of Vishnu. But the worship of those who worship Vishnu is even higher. Why? Because the devotee can give the Bhakti Lata Bij within the heart of all living entities. And that is our job. That's what we have to do. Srila Prabhupada has empowered us to distribute this knowledge to everyone. So now we have to go and preach or remind people, my dear sir, my dear lady, you're so wonderful, you're so nice, please come and take the blessing of Krishna. So sometimes people, they're very busy, like I was in Calcutta Ratha Yatra last week, and they were announcing that you people are so busy, but the Lord is so merciful. He comes to you. You have no time to go to the temple. The Lord comes in the street. He wants to see you. The Lord comes. Okay, you're very busy. I'll come. He comes in the street and he glances at everyone. And he said that anyone who pulls the chariot of Jagannath, he'll go back home, back to God. How many will the chariot of Jagannath Puri, of Jagannath has?
16.
How many Baladev has?
14.
How many Subhadra has? 12. How much is the total? Who is good in maths? 42. 42 going, 42 coming back, makes what? 84. 84 million. 84 million. Thousands of species of life are there, right? So once you put the chariot this way and put the chariot back, no more birth, no more death. You are conquered. 8,400,000 different species of life. हरी बोल हरी बोल हरी बोल जय जगन्नाथ जय बालाजी जय सुभद्रा. So he says that the demigods, in that, you know, when the chariot goes, it leaves an impression on the earth. So within that impression, the demigods come and bathe themselves to become purified. So Lord Jagannath is most merciful form of Krishna. That simply by looking, when Jagannath goes, sometimes he goes up, sometimes down, sometimes up, sometimes down. So the demigods, when they look, oh, look at that, Jagannath is looking at us. And all the lower planets that exist, and they say, oh, look at that, Jagannath is looking at us, he's so merciful. Jagannath is so merciful, smiling, you know, embracing everybody, calling everybody, please come, I'm waiting for you, I'm eager to associate with you. So people come and take the blessing of Jagannath, their life will be changed. We've seen many people life change just by performing little service for Krishna. Pulling the chariot is one of the service, taking prasadam is one of the service. So simply by taking association of the devotee are so merciful to make so many wonderful arrangements. big pandal, big festival, big prasad distribution, chanting of the holy name, cultural program, dance, this, that. Why? To attract the living entity back to their original consciousness. So now we are packed nicely in association with devotee, the process of devotional service, the chanting of the holy name, prasada. Everything is auspicious. The fortunate one are the brahmacharis. The brahmachari every day they have to sign in the book. If you come from Mangalarti in the morning, they have a big ledger like this, so everybody sign himself, okay, just like a factory, yeah? You get to go there and put the click. Okay, I came, I'm doing my job. So the brahmachari, they come there, every Mangalarti, they sign. Then they come, every class, they sign. And so they check their attendance. But what about us? We are grihastha, many of us. So we have freedom. We can do whatever we like, but we should actually take a book, a notebook. And every day we should write, okay, I'm going to Mangalarti, cross. I'm going to Bhagavatam class, cross. I'm eating on Krishna Prasadam. I finish my round. I'm doing my service. So we should check ourselves, always. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained there are 9 stages of devotional service to develop prema. Starting with Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, and Prem. So, actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained in this book that one should check every day what level he is and how to progress further. It's not that it's going to happen mechanically. It's not by mechanical thing, just by, you know. Of course, it's auspicious to be with the Vaishnava, but we should make a conscious effort how to please Krishna. That is the goal of our life. We are chanting Hare Krishna, we want to please Krishna. We are taking only Krishna prasadam because we know if we eat something which is not offered to the Lord, our mind will become contaminated. So we associate with the body in a service mood because that is favorable for devotional service. Everything we can do as a grihastha, as a brahmachari, as a vanaprastha, as a sannyasi, should be done in a mood of devotion to please Krishna. So we should understand what level we are. Just like when we go to an expert doctor, to check our health, we don't understand, oh, I have cold, I have pain here, something happened, I don't know, what is happening, I don't know. So the doctor check and say, okay, there is this balance of these things in your body, vata, this, that. You give you a prescription, okay, don't eat rice, which is very difficult for Bengali people. Eat only chapati, oh my God. So, what happened? Don't eat pizza, don't eat cheese, whatever, you know. So, and then he gives some medicine. Okay, you take this medicine, you know, before eating, after eating, this, that. So then your body will become balanced again, become healthy, so you can feel nice. So similarly, We should all have a friend in Krishna consciousness who can guide us. Of course, our spiritual master is there. By following the instruction of the spiritual master, we will never go wrong. And we can always have some friend who is more advanced than us and ask questions to him. Prabhu, please advise me. How can I advance more in Krishna consciousness? How can I make quick progress in the spiritual life? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, just as fast as we come from wherever we come from, we can go quickly back to the spiritual world also. We don't have to wait many lifetimes. People sometimes they put limit on their own self. They say, oh Prabhu, this life I cannot make it. Well, why you cannot make it? Who's stopping you? What is the problem? Let's analyze. Let's find out. Let's find solution. We can make further progress always. And Krishna will never give us a test that we cannot pass. It may look very difficult. It may look impossible. But we can pass the test. Whatever test is Krishna is giving us, we can pass it. So we have to be surrendered to the will of the Lord with intelligence, struggle, and try very hard to become pure devotee, because we can become pure devotee. It's not impossible. Even sometimes we maybe fall down. But what Krishna says, Sudara, what is the slogan? Apirchit Sudara Charo. Even my devotees that fall down, if they're properly situated, they are recognized, they are devotees. So, yeah, maybe we make mistakes, but we can repent and we can ask the Lord forgiveness that we are not qualified and to give us strength not to commit the same mistake. Of course, we should be very, very careful not to commit Vaishnava aparad. This is the most dangerous thing. When we live with the body, we can serve them, we can make very quick advancement. We love, we can please them, and the body are very easily pleased. But sometimes we may criticize on the body, and this have created a stumbling block on our devotional life. It's just like the elephant. It goes nice and take bath, the mahout scrubbing with a coconut shell, washing very nicely, his spick and span, he comes out, he takes some dust, throw it on himself again. He makes again himself contaminated. So we should not make such a mistake of creating this unfortunate event of committing Vaishnava aparad. We should never become angry with devotees. We should always serve them. We should always reciprocate with them. And of course, there are three levels of association. If somebody is more younger than us, then we show affection. If somebody is equal to us, then we reveal our mind, we make friendship. If somebody is more advanced than us, we inquire submissively and take instruction from them and serve them. And take the dust from the lotus feet of those devotees, take the remnants of prasadam of those devotees, take instruction from those devotees. Those are very powerful tools which will enable us to make very rapid advancement. So, devotional service is so wonderful. Susukam kartum avyayam is very joyfully performed. In association with devotee, everything is accomplished very, very easily. So, we are here in Mayapur, the most powerful place on this planet. In association of devotees, in association of the Holy Dham, the Ganges is flowing there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, there are many holy places connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching are twofold. One is Jiva Doya and one is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So, and his Sikshastami say Trinada Pisanichana. We can actually chant all the time, only if we are able to remain meek, humble, and tolerant. So if we do that, then we can chant all the time. Because the ultimate goal is to chant all the time, 24/7. His chanting is the most powerful tool which will promote us to the spiritual world. Because when we chant, we associate with Krishna directly. Krishna is not different from His holy name. So, by taking association of Krishna, our mind becomes purified, our heart becomes purified and enlightened with transcendental knowledge. And by following the instruction of the spiritual master and the Vaishnava, we are in an unsinkable boat. No? We should not create the Titan. The Titan thought, those who built the Titan thought, this is unsinkable. Even God cannot sink this boat. And then when they went, the sink. Nobody broke it. A piece of ice. God. So we are actually an unsinkable boat. If we remain in association with the Vaishnavas, Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, we follow these three principles. Serve the body always with a humble and loving attitude. And take Krishna Prasadam, chant and dance in ecstasy. This process is so wonderful, it's so powerful, can send us back home, back to God. And thank you very much for listening. If there is any question or any comment, I'll appreciate it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadrama Ki Jai. Any comment? Okay, we're going to the next program, Krishna Prasadam. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande.